Hi there, this is Alyssa from Unbusy, and I'm going to help you get enough hours to work on your business, prioritize your time, establish a no-guilt work-life balance, and set up the family routines that hold it all together. This is your mom life transformation time, and today we're talking about how to avoid regret as a mom and business owner, aka don't let distraction steal your dreams. Are you running a work-from-home business, but you still got toddlers or homeschoolers to care for? Let me de-stress your workday for you and show you exactly where to create consistent work hours that still let you show up as mom each day and every day. If this is you, I want you to reserve your very own get stuff done in your business session with kids around without losing your mind and get ready for your hourly overwhelm to shift for good. All you have to do is book in your free coaching session with me by April 12th, and I will see you on our call. You know all those memes about don't waste your life and years are short and one day you'll look back and regret you didn't do XYZ? Yeah, those ones. Well, listen up. They've actually got a nugget of truth to offer you amidst all of the tritons. Steph Cass says a distracted life is death to your dreams. And you know what? She's right. Distracting yourself with housework, grading homework, and planning the next menu is just a mask for why you're not reaching for your own dreams. Busying yourself with homeschooling or child rearing or baby wearing or organic food feeding is just a distraction from the bigger reality of your unmet purpose. And before you come after me shouting, "My kids are my purpose," yeah, I know, I agree. But the purpose I'm talking about is the one you'd have had, the only one you'd have had, if you'd never gotten married at all. The why is this person put here in the world purpose? Because it wasn't just to raise your family. Because I don't believe God puts boys and girls on the earth, gives them to families to raise, and then watches them grow up, waiting for the girls to turn off the path of purpose to go be housewives, while somehow the boys stay on his path despite having families. I don't believe that the instant you get a ring on your finger as a girl, that your life and entire life mission winks out to be replaced by another one called babies and cleaning. I don't believe that at all. I believe that you get another one, the babies, not that it replaces your first purpose. So that means that you, yes, you, have something else you are supposed to be doing with your life. Something that all your gifts, talents, and abilities have been given to you for. Because child rearing is just a season, a long one at that. And then you're going to be left with just yourself again. The you who did or didn't live out her purpose, steward her gifts, and keep on growing into the woman God wanted her to become. So what's your purpose? Do you even know your dream? Have you ever asked God what he meant you to do? Or are you living it right now through that business? Go ask these questions of yourself. If the business you're in right now is the answer, great. I am here to help you because I can't think of anything more fulfilling than a mom who's living out her purpose in this world. And I want you to finally be able to make the consistent money from this business purpose that you know you're capable of. Enough to get your husband off your back and admit that this thing is a viable success, right? I want to coach you through the scheduling, the delegation, and the mompreneur mindset so that you not only have the hours you need to grow your business, but you aren't adding anything else to your plate because you need to free up a good chunk of hours somehow for the business and not get overwhelmed day to day as you work through what's on your to-do list. And you also need to feel like you can fully show up for your CEO role without neglecting the mom side of things. That's what's going to catapult you forward to success, the living my purpose on earth kind of success. Kind that comes from scaling your business from up and running to making great money every month from here on out. So don't let distractions steal your dreams. Go for them. Are you running a work-from-home business, but you've still got toddlers or homeschoolers to care for? Let me de-stress your workday for you and show you exactly where to create consistent work hours that still let you show up as mom each day, every day. If this is you, I want you to reserve your very own get stuff done in your business session with kids around without losing your mind and get ready for your hourly overwhelm to shift for good. All you have to do is book in your free coaching session with me on April 12th, and I will see you on our call. All right, that's enough for now. Have a wonderful day.